Welcome to episode 61 of Life with MIDI. This episode, we'll talk about a few key safety tips when testing FSD beta. One in particular that you need to be aware of: not all disengagement methods work the same. And we'll review some useful additions to the voice commands list. I wanted to start this episode with several key safety tips, and one of them I feel is really important. I've already seen some other people mention this on Twitter, and I wanted to also talk about it as well. There are several ways that you can disengage FSD, and not all of them work the same. If you disengage FSD by pressing the brake pedal or by flipping up the gear stalk, you will disengage FSD and Traffic Aware Cruise Control, otherwise known as TACC. That's what we expect: full manual control. However, if you turn the wheel to disengage FSD, it will leave Traffic Aware Cruise Control engaged. This made sense when we were using basic autopilot. And to this day, when you're on the highway, you expect that when you turn the wheel, you are taking over directional control, but Traffic Aware Cruise stays on to maintain your speed and your distance from the car in front of you. However, in some situations, when you're using FSD and you turn the wheel to disengage, what you may not realize is that the car still has Traffic Aware Cruise engaged. If there's nobody in front of you, the car will accelerate to the amount that you have set your speed limit. This could be quite a surprise when you're expecting that by turning the wheel, you have full control. So I wanted to make sure you knew about this key difference in disengagement. For me, I'm choosing to always disengage by applying the brake. This is simple, easy, and consistent. You can also flip up the gear stalk, but that's a little bit harder to do, takes a little bit longer, and you may not be used to doing that. Pressing the brake, simple, fast, and easy. Of course, there will be times when you do just want to take over directional control and allow Traffic Aware Cruise to maintain the distance to the car in front of you and your speed. I wanted to make sure people knew this key difference so you can do the right thing at the right time. Second key safety tip for today: if you're new to FSD beta testing, practice engaging and disengaging FSD on less traveled roads that have lane markers. Spend a little time to get used to it and to better understand how the car responds when you engage FSD and when you disengage it. You'll build up some muscle memory that way as well. The third safety tip is to disengage FSD while being tailgated. There's no reason to continue testing FSD if the person behind you is right on your tail. You're just putting yourself in a situation where an accident could happen. Yeah, it wouldn't be your fault, but do you want to be in an accident just to test FSD? The third safety tip I'm sharing today is disengage when being tailgated. There's no reason to take a risk of a rear-end accident just because somebody is staying on your tail. Go ahead and disengage FSD and drive manually. Maybe go into another lane if you can. Get out of the person's way. Handle the situation appropriately so that you can then go back to turning FSD back on. The fourth and final one I want to share today is a technique I learned several years ago when the company I work for wanted us to improve our driving skills. It's called covering the brake. You can find out more about it at driversed.com. Here's what they say. I took this from their website. The cover braking technique involves taking your right foot off the accelerator and holding it over the brake pedal. If you have to stop quickly, your foot is already above the brake pedal and is in the perfect position to press the brake. This method will improve your reaction time, so whenever you identify a hazard, cover the brake to prepare for sudden stops or slowing. When covering the brake, be careful not to rest your foot on the brake pedal. This is also known as riding the brake, and for us FSD beta testers, it's also known as totally disengaging FSD and traffic-aware cruise. As you'll find on driversed.com, they recommend to cover the brakes whenever passing parked cars, as they may pull out in front of you or swing open a door. When you see cars in front of you with their brake lights on or approaching a signal light in a busy intersection, look for traffic buildup and flashing crosswalk lights, as these indicate that the light is about to change. Like when the car is approaching a yellow light. This is something I watch out for. I finally did have FSD beta yesterday try to go through a yellow light too late, and I applied the brakes and slowed down in plenty of time because the light would have turned red before I got there. I'm hoping these tips will help you be a safer FSD beta tester, and we'll keep that 100% safety record going for some time to come. For all the safety tips that I share today, please remember that you are always responsible for the safety of your vehicle. My tips are offered to you as a help and as information. You should never take them as a guaranteed way to ensure your safety. You are in control. Use these to help make those right decisions for you. Coming up next, some new powerful additions to the voice commands list. Finally, I don't have to beep at other drivers when all I want is to save some video. With recent submissions to the voice commands list, and thank you to the Tesla community for that, and yes, I finally did update the submission form. It now has all the new versions on it, and it has the refreshed Model S and Model X in the list. We have 193 voice commands. Incredible. I wanted to share with you a few of the new ones, and one in particular I know most people will be using. Number one, engage or disengage biohazard mode. Of course, you have to have biohazard mode on your car, but this is known to work on pre-refreshed Model S and Model X, as well as refreshed Model S and Model X. The second one is open-close flux capacitor. Thanks to Tesla_master on Twitter for this one. What I'm starting to hear from other folks on Clubhouse, though, is that if it isn't something like trunk or frunk or something like that, when you say open or close anything else, it likely will open and close the charging port. So that kind of explains some of the other strange open and close commands we've been seeing that work on the charge port. Thanks again, Tesla Master. The next one is one I know everybody's going to love. Save dash cam. Yes! You can finally use voice commands to save your dash cam. So now you don't have to hit the horn, you don't have to touch the screen, just hit the button on the right on the steering wheel and say, save dash cam, it's saved. You can also stop dash cam, which turns dash cam off, but unfortunately, if you say start dash cam, it doesn't work. What you'll see is the car will translate it to the word start, a dash symbol, and then cam, and it doesn't process it correctly. So you can stop the dash cam, you can save the dash cam with voice commands, but at this time, you can't restart it. Two more to go. Pump up the jam. This increases the volume by the amount you say. For example, pump up the jam 3 increases your volume by 3. And finally, in the not what I said category, play Blinding Lights by the Weeknd turns on the dome lights. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with the AI on that particular one. I can kind of see play and lights. Maybe that's where the AI thinks we want the dome lights turned on. But hopefully the AI gets better as time goes on. That's it for this episode. Love to hear from some of our listeners via Twitter at LifeMidi and via email lifewithmidi@gmail.com. I'm also on the Clubhouse app at LifeMidi and a new member of the Tesla universe. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and we'll talk to you next time.